Indeed, it will be worth it all when we see Christ. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day. We come to worship you and to truly ask that you just bless our hearts as we wait upon you in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. It soon will be Christmas Day, right? Hey, the most wonderful day of the year. Yes, even in 2020. The most wonderful day of the year. You know, most everyone right now are thinking about Christmas gifts, right? Either a gift that they're going to receive or maybe a gift that they would give to someone else, right? Now, according to the news reports, that spending this year for Christmas is going to be greater than last year. Now, that's in spite of the virus. Now, some people say, hey, it's because of the virus. It's because of the virus. Why? Because there are people out there who are seeking to get gifts that they will give with the hopes of lifting the cloud of depression and discouragement that are on so many people. You know some people who feel discouraged? Well, there is a gift, folks. There is a gift that truly will lift. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have a gift that would lift that depression, lift that discouragement, that truly removes it forever? Wouldn't it? Well, there is. And the gift is from heaven. It's the heaven-sent gift that lasts forever. Listen to these precious and most wonderful words and let them penetrate your heart and let them penetrate your mind. For God, did you hear that? For God so loved the world. That's the peoples of the world. And guess who it includes? You and me. That he gave his one and only son, Jesus. That whosoever, do you hear that word? Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life. Life that never, never ends. See, this is a Christmas gift given by God to those of us on earth. As a matter of fact, his earth. Now, most of us, let's be honest, we're focused on today, right? I mean, the things that are focusing our attention are the circumstances, like our health. Maybe it's our finance. It's something else. There's always something that grabs our attention. And the truth is, too few of us think about life beyond this one, right? We're focused on today. And few of us think about eternity. That is beyond the grave. Something else. Life that truly does last forever. And that's what God is sending Jesus to give us. To give us at this time of the year. This is Christmas. And the gift that really is valuable comes from heaven. And it lasts forever. This is good news, folks. A lot of people don't understand, but this is good news. How do I know so? Well, just listen to what the angels said to the shepherds out in the field on the night of God's gift arriving on earth. Listen to what he said. He said, "For behold, I bring you good news of great joy." Good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Now, folks, when the word all appears, it says just what it means. All the peoples, that's including us and everybody around the world. Why? For today, on that night, in the city of David, which is Bethlehem, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. See, God's Christmas gift is none other than the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. None other. He's the same one that was promised. And you say, well, Pastor, how do you know? How do I know? Because the angel told Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus. Now, you may remember the story. Joseph was engaged, betrothed, and which is almost the same as married, to Mary, except they had not consummated the marriage. And yet she was pregnant with a baby. And he didn't know who was the father, and he was troubled, so he was considering possibly pushing her aside. But at night, he has a dream. And in that dream, an angel appears to him. And how do we know it was to Joseph? Because he called him by name. He said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in you is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, now listen to this, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. Now, he goes on to say this. This is what we read. This, he said, now all this takes place. Now the angel is not the one saying that. Now all this takes place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. The writer wrote that. And this is what he said. Behold, Old Testament prophet, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. He's called both Savior and Emmanuel because he's the Savior who is the God-sent heaven gift that is also with us all the time, in every circumstance, always with us. Now you may be thinking, well, how in the world can God send a gift that lasts forever, that gives life eternal? How is that possible? Because we know, at least I assume we know, that whatever gift you give or whatever gift you receive, it's not going to last very long, is it? No. It'll wear out, or you'll certainly wear out. One or the other. It's not going to last very long, the gift. So you're thinking, well, how in the world is God going to be able to give a gift that lasts forever? Well, that's because he is eternal. He is eternal. That's why. See, God is the one who was, is, and ever shall be. He is eternal. He's the eternal one. You see, it's like the psalmist says, of him there in 136. He says his love, his loving kindness is forever. How? Why? Because he lives and lives forever. Our eternal God. Notice that. He just read that a few minutes ago, didn't he? About the eternal Father? Yes, eternal. And then, of course, what we must remember is that this God who sent the gift of Christmas is the one, the Almighty God. Listen, the Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth, and he's the one that placed the earth in orbit, circling the sun till this very day. That's why we can trust him to send the gift that lasts forever. You see, God, the very God of heaven, loves you, 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 and me. He created us and made us and loves us because we're his creation. His creation. See, we hear this love. This love in the Old Testament, we hear it in the New Testament, and we still hear it today. You see, in the Old Testament, the prophet said to the people of Israel, Ezekiel speaking, he said, "For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says the Lord." Says the Lord God. "Therefore, repent and live." Repent and live. Change your way and live. Turn and believe in the heaven-sent gift, Jesus. You know, God so loved the world. Now, that's all the peoples of the world, including you and me. He loves us all so that none should perish and spend eternity in hell, but rather that we may be rescued from our sin and spend eternity in heaven, in a place prepared for us. Did you know that not only did he send this Christmas gift, but this Christmas gift, Jesus, goes back to prepare an eternal home for you and me? That's the good news, folks. The good news. Listen again. Do you go back and read this? To me, this is it. This is the verse that centers everything. I know it's not written right in the middle of, quote, the Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." See, the love of God, the love of God must be accepted. It must be accepted. See, all of us know that if we receive a gift that's in a box under the Christmas tree, and if it stays there and we don't open it, do we enjoy the benefits? No. We don't even know what's in the box, right? Because it's still sealed up. We know how to open that box. But the big question comes, how do we open the gift that God sends? How do we open that gift? How do we open? Well, Jesus tells us. He really does. He tells us. He said that whosoever believes, he tells us right there in that verse, believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, you may remember the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Lazarus died. They lived in a little town called Bethany. And when he died, of course, Jesus, being their friend, comes back. Well, before he actually gets to the house, Martha comes out to meet him. And Martha says to him, "Jesus, if you'd been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died." But he said to her, "He'll live again." And she said, "Well, I know that in the day of resurrection." And listen to what Jesus said. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he die." Whoa, that doesn't hardly sound real, does it? But listen to what he goes on to say. "And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? Do you believe this, Martha? That's what he's saying. And he's saying, do you believe this? To us. And listen to Martha's response. She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and he who comes into the world." You notice how many times that word "believe" is used in those short verses? So the big question is, what would your response be? Do you believe in Jesus? God's Christmas gift? You have a choice, folks. You really do. We all have a choice. And the choice is wages or gifts. Wages or gift, not gifts, gift. See, the wages, according to the Bible, listen to what he says the wages are. For the wages of sin is death. Adam and Eve died. Death passed on. And every time we go to a funeral, we know the reality of it. Death comes. And that's the wages of our sin. Not Adam and Eve, but our sin. But listen to the rest of that verse. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's free. That's what he said. You're not getting what you deserve, but you're getting a free gift of forgiveness if you'll repent and turn your eyes upon Jesus, the gift that lasts forever. Free. Well, yes, free to you, you and me, but costly to God. Costly to God. You know as well as I that any time you receive a gift, somebody paid for it, right? It was not free to them. They gave it to you as free to you, but not. So it is with God's gift. Remember, for God so loved you and me, and this is important for us to remember, that he gave his one and only Son to die that we may live. That we may live. Now the big question is, how much did God love for us cost him? You ever think about that? How much does it cost? I know we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Think a little bit about it. But how much did it cost him? Listen to Romans 5:8. Very important verse. He said, but God demonstrates. That's what he does. He shows us his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, deserving to die and go to hell, Christ died for us. You ever think about that? How many of you would give your son or daughter for some rotten, no good sinner? Murderer. Would you? I wouldn't. I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't. But God did. For people who were adulterers, thieves, murderers, liars, no goods. But God demonstrated by dying on their behalf. So that we might come to him and receive forgiveness and life eternal. Listen to these words written by Stuart Hines. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. He bled and died to take away my sin. No wonder we sing, how great thou art, how great is our God. And no wonder we join with the Apostle Paul as he says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. You can't describe it. It's too great. And that's why we sing along. Thinking about this incredible love, we sing along with Isaac Watts, another great hymn writer, who wrote, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, demands my life, my all. That's the love that God has for you and me. Giving His all, His very best for our life. And when we accept Jesus, when you receive Him into your heart, confess your sin, your need, and say, Lord, come in. I believe you are the true Christmas gift from heaven. I promise you something. I can tell you this. It'll put a song in your heart. You will not be disappointed because the joy of the Lord will fill your heart. Once you're forgiven and cleansed and have this gift of eternal life. Listen, folks, you will not be disappointed. That's not only scripture. That's verified in the lives of people who have believed and trusted even to this very moment. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So many in our world have never heard this good news. So many. But listen, today you have. Today you've heard about the Christmas gift given by God that we may live forever. And you have the opportunity, we have the opportunity to open our hearts in faith and accept God's wonderful Christmas gift. We have that opportunity. The big question is, if you want to really experience life worth living today, because that's what Jesus said. He said, you know, the old devil comes, the old thief comes to what? To steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life. Life, and have it more abundant today and forever. That's what the promise is as you trust Him. How secure? You say, well, Pastor, you're talking about this life that never ends beyond the grave. How secure really is it? How secure? Well, listen to Jesus. Listen to what He said. He says there in John 10, I give unto them eternal life and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. But then He goes further. In the next verse, He said, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. We're in the double grip of God. The Father, the Son. Can't escape once you put your life in His hands, folks. Just can't. Just can't. Just can't. That's the reason the invitation was given and still exists. Come, receive the gift. It's Christmas Day. Soon, it will be Christmas Day. The most wonderful time of the year. Let's share with others. Let's share with others. Let's tell them about God's wonderful gift of eternal life and life abundant today. Let them know. Share with them. Jesus, our great and mighty God, we thank you so much. Oh, Lord, for the great, great, wonderful gift of your Son. And Lord, right now, we just come confessing. We don't understand how anybody could love somebody like us so much. But we thank you and we praise you. And Lord, ask you to help us never, never, never to forget how much you really love us. And Lord, help us to be faithful to share that love in the name above every name, Jesus. Amen. May God bless you.